The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Everybody, welcome to this version of America Tonight. What is everybody talking about? At least 200 million of us plus, probably. And it's the cold. You know, it's the cold. Because you're either shoveling, shivering, or just sick of it already. What category do you fall in? And this is going to extend through the weekend for most people. It is just a question of what region, how much snow, if you even got snow, or maybe you got sleet. I'll tell you what, I would opt for snow any day. I don't know about the rest of you. I'll take snow any day over icy patches. Ugh, black ice is deadly. But just the way people drive, even people who know better, when you get an ice storm, I've lived through too many of them, both in the South and in the Northeast, and heck, even in the Midwest when I was in Chicago and spent some time there. It seemed like every time I went out the front door, I was dealing with some sort of ice patch somewhere, whether it was the entire parking lot or I was maneuvering just going down some steps. We're going to talk more about not just the weather, but what's happening with ISIS and also this shocker. The U.S. and China actually reached a pollution deal. Well, you could knock me over with a feather because I really didn't assume that we would see China step to the plate and say, yeah, you know what, I'm okay with that. Let's come up with some kind of a number and let's talk about the pollution, because certainly you know if you've been to China or seen pictures of China, it's massive population, and it's what they do with the things that they dump all over the place, I think, that causes that misty stuff that you see in the background so often, especially in the morning or in the evening. But check this out. At the end of a trade summit in China, the president, our president, announced a climate change agreement with the Chinese president that would cut both countries' greenhouse gas emissions by close to a third over the next two decades. Now, under this agreement, the U.S. would cut between 26 to 28% of the level of its carbon emissions set in 2005 by 2025. China would do the same by 2030. So for the two of them to come together and come to that agreement, mostly China, not the U.S. and not Obama, because that's part of his agenda. But for China to do that is, I think, stunning. The hope is, according to our president, that others will jump on the back of this. Now, how much do you think this will hold up? You think Congress is going to go for that? You think Congress is going to say, yeah, absolutely. You don't think Congress is going to try to stop that and say, forget it, this is your crusade, and we're not on the same page with that? Because this, you know, this goes to the whole thing about climate change and what is carbon emissions and what are we talking about, and is this really where we want to be, and is this going to do what you say it's going to do with businesses? Is it going to save billions of dollars? Because that's what one of the statements that was released talked about that. So during the president's visit, the Chinese government closed factories and gave employees time off to reduce car traffic, and ultimately the emissions in Beijing, believe it or not, because it's all that smog, that mist that I'm talking about is absolutely the terrible smog. I don't think I've seen smog like that other than in Houston, Texas, and one time in Los Angeles. So the reduction of smog and kind of the blue skies is what people were talking about as they were at this historic meeting between the two. And I'm really surprised by this, because I didn't think that the Chinese were going to come to any kind of an accord. But here's the bottom line. Is this going to stick with our Congress? And the answer is no. They're going to do something that will rattle the cages and say, what are you talking about? We're honoring this agreement till when? And when does this all kick in? when Obama is long gone. It's the perfect kind of agreement in a sense because he's not going to be beholden to whatever the broad strokes of it are. And it's interesting because it comes at a time when Gallup just did a poll where 53% say they want the Republicans, they want the GOP, not Obama, to set the U.S. agenda. And, you know, this falls into the U.S. agenda. Climate change, or is it a hoax? Is it real? Are we beyond that? How deep are we going, and how are we measuring all that? And without a doubt, I'm sorry, there's no question when you look at what's happening in China, that is massive pollution, and we all know that because of how they take care of their factories and how they do their dumping and the massive amount of people that they have clustered in a very tight area. I don't think anyone's going to disagree with that. I'm just very surprised that they would agree to be beholden to any kind of specifics in any kind of an agreement like that. But saying it, getting in front of the microphones versus, that was the other guy that was in, that's not my way of looking at it. I'm not the president. I'm not the president that signed that. I think it's just broad strokes that look good to try to push some other countries into jumping into the middle of it. It's sort of a no-lose situation, I suppose. If you want to throw in your two cents on that, you can certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Also, we have Ebola back in the news. In New York City, they're tracking about 300 people for Ebola. They're saying they're tracking a lot of people for this. Now, the doctor who was being quarantined is finally released and is Ebola-free, but we have not seen the last of this conversation or what hospitals are doing to get ready just in case. Since Dallas was caught so off guard, and so was, I think, other parts of the United States, there still is the push to be ready for Ebola. And New York City's health department said, look, we're really tracking all these people. And we're tracking people inside the United States for signs of this infection using round-the-clock preventative monitoring. None of the people being tracked by New York since it launched on October 24th, they're thought to have developed that disease. None is under quarantine. But not every person on the city's list has been accounted for, because they do this daily tabs on everybody. And the city feels like it has to defend their monitoring position, and they're doing it with a team of 470 employees that have to follow, track, and do all these other kinds of tests and whatnot to keep an eye on the people that they're tracking. And two-thirds of the city's watch-listed people arrived in New York City from the three countries we've been talking about, Liberia and Sierra Leone, and Guinea as well. And that's why they're doing it. They don't want to take any chances, especially now that the doctor has been cleared, now that he's been released, Dr. Craig Spencer, who fell ill with Ebola in October after he came back from treating patients. He went home on Tuesday, leaving Bellevue Hospital after he was declared fully recovered. Are you still worried about Ebola? 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tonight in our next segment, I'm going to introduce you to a really cool guy. His name is Richard London, and he's got Parkinson's, and he travels around the country and speaks to people about Parkinson's, and I've met him in New York. I mean, this guy's incredible. He had 9 surgeries, like when he was in his 30s, and he was in a car accident. He got cancer right around the beginning of his 40s, and he's cancer-free. And then he gets hit with Parkinson's, and the guy's attitude is unbelievable. And he says attitude is everything. And he actually has this cool handbook for life that you can just get for free if you go to his site, and he'll tell you how to do that. It's all free. You don't have to sign up for anything. But I really, really was inspired by my meeting with him, and I wanted to have him on the show. So he joins us in our next segment. If you want to sound off on the smog and where it's going to clear in 2025, I love it when there's things that are done down the road. That's what I want, a job where I can do that. I'm going to make huge progress, and I'm going to throw it on down the line so somebody else gets capped with it. And I think that's the same for China, too. I'm not trying to be jaded in my opinion. Just realistic, because we've seen these things crumble before, right? With all these big platitudes and whatnot. And the idea is push other people in that direction, other countries. But I don't know that people are jumping on that train. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Dan, you are our leadoff man. Hello.
Well, hello, Kate. Well, look, have you ever known Obama to do anything that was beneficial to the United States of America?
Hope and change. There was a lot of people that rallied around him in Chicago. And actually, downtown Chicago was really dressed up and cleaned up. I will say that. It used to be full of litter.
Okay.
Okay.
We have a gentleman by the name of Mr. Rogers that's going to be playing in Obama's neighborhood. And he's going to cut off the funding to Obama's little immigration program. So Obama can go out and yell, yeah, I'm going to dedicate all of you little invaders to become good little American citizens. And Rogers is going to say, yeah, well, you pay for it because I'm not going to and the Congress isn't going to and there. Okay, that's where we stop him there. And plus we've got all kinds of diseases that are turning up from all the immigrants that he's brought into this country already. And the only thing I can say is we need to impeach this man because of his numerous violations of the Constitution of the United States. And I'm hoping that they've got some cojones and they can now decide to take care of this when they come into office in January and finally get him out of the mix of trying to destroy the United States and change the United States into a socialist little fiefdom for him and his little socialist Democrat communist little crew. And just get the hell rid of them, all of them. They're just scum.
You take the hardest right turn ever, I swear, Dan. You know, you and I have talked about this before. I honestly don't think that they'll impeach him. I don't. Do I think there'll be huge fights?
I'm going to make a whole lot of money when you do that little walk to New Jersey.
It's still on the table. You're right. If I will walk naked to New Jersey, if this Congress impeaches Obama, I think they're gonna let it ride and ride into 2016, and blame it all on the fact that he's gonna veto everything because that is a perfect setup.
We've got Joe Manchin and his entire little clique of including our little senator from Missouri that all want to get on the bandwagon in improving the oil pipeline from Canada. Also, a whole bunch of things that they've decided that they're not going to play with Harry Reid anymore. They're going to back the new Republicans that are coming in. And I'm telling you, we will have enough votes to override any veto he comes up with. Plus, we can hold his little feet to the fire on this Obama granting amnesty. Plus, we can get the thing on Fast and Furious finally solved and indict Holder, and that'll lead to an indictment on Obama, and he will either have to resign before the 2 years are up, or he'll be impeached because this man's going down.
All right, Dan, I'm going to throw that out there for anyone else. Thanks. Honestly, do you think Dan is right? Do you see this president resigning or being impeached? And Dan knows, because I've said this all along, man, there is no way. I don't see as fiery and as upset and as we got the backing now that the Republicans might be. It's not the card they're going to play. I don't see this as the winning hand for them because there's so much buildup to, hey, look, we tried, peeps, and got vetoed. And look at this executive action or any of the things that could possibly come out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I think there's going to be a massive wall. There's no doubt about that. And I do agree, by the way, Dan, with what he says about Eric Holder. I just read an outrageous article, which I already was aware of this, but it just even blows it up more. And I wish a lot of other people had eyes on it. It was in Bloomberg, and the article was about a whistleblower from J.P. Morgan and how Jamie Dimon got away with murder, which, you know, he started to tank the economy. Our economy started to tank, and they were doing crazy loans. And we know the saga of the loans in 2008. But the way that there was this giant fine, but it was a mere nothing because there was nothing criminally linked to anything. Nobody had to admit to very much. And this was part of the whole Holder Department of Justice deal. And I think this is one of the most egregious things ever. There's a writer named Matt Taibbi who wrote the article about it. Actually, it wasn't in Bloomberg, it was in Rolling Stone. And it is powerful stuff. We're trying to get him on the show. And along with Fast and Furious, and I had no idea, then you look at the emails, and clearly he was aware of it. How does that make any sense? Certainly there were some things that happened during the entire time that he was the Attorney General that I think were just laden with very, very huge cover-ups connected to them, or shuffled off and handled in a different way. And, you know, from the very beginning I said this, I thought Tim Geithner as the Treasury Secretary and Eric Holder as the Attorney General were huge mistakes. I did a show on liabilities and pink slips in the very beginning of the Obama administration, and when he first took office, and I said these two are the two people I would absolutely not be attached to. And we saw how long Tim Geithner lasted, quite a long time. And then Eric Holder all the way through until recently, and which is why now all of the stuff is released on Fast and Furious, the crazy amounts of emails. It's very, very, very disheartening, I have to say. It is. It's very disheartening. I mean, look, the job of the Attorney General, you're always going to have accusations, Republican or Democrat. There's always going to be people that aren't satisfied that you didn't prosecute this enough or you didn't go after this enough. But this is just so blatant. And I think of the family of that poor Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, and how it's like all of a sudden, yeah, you know, boom. This is now I had no idea. I didn't realize this, what was going on with the guns specifically. And then people just got rearranged. I mean, there's just no accountability thing that has to change in D.C., period, no matter who's in charge. The lack of accountability is just absolutely appalling. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. Clearly, this is one of the things that we can see that has happened on both sides of the aisle. But because the Democrats were in power, you could see it through the cabinet. You could see it through trying to ram certain pieces of legislation in. Remember, that was the big thing with Obamacare in the beginning. It was, boom, right before everybody was going away for the summer. This is on the agenda. We're just trying to get the votes. And, like, it was nothing. And then people were outraged, and all of a sudden there were all these town halls across America, and that started the long tug of war over the Affordable Health Care Act that ultimately had the votes and became law, and that's what we're dealing with now. Speaking of health care, coming up around the bend, very excited about this next guest. I told you I met him in New York City, and he is just a wonderful person. Wait till you hear his story and what he has to say about dealing with Parkinson's. Some of you might have friends or family that you've been through Parkinson's with them. And it's really a rough ride for so many people. He offers, I think, some real hope. Richard London next on America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Very thrilled to have with us somebody that I came across in New York. Our paths crossed, and I was happy to meet him, Richard Lunnon. He's written an interesting book, a book that I think really could help a lot of people out there who are dealing with Parkinson's or who have had loved ones or have loved ones who have Parkinson's. And he's got a book out called A Handbook for Life. And in fact, you're going to get a chance to get that ebook. So Richard is, like I said, in our virtual green room. Richard, thanks so much for coming on the show with us.
Kate, wonderful being here. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Parkinson's. As I said, I met you in New York at a national publicity summit, and I didn't even realize in our conversation until you had mentioned it to me, to tell you the truth, that you had Parkinson's. Tell us about what it was like to be diagnosed and what it's been like for you since then.
I was diagnosed in 2005. Actually, 2 years after my cancer diagnosis. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2003. Now an 11-year cancer survivor, and I've been doing the Parkinson's journey for 9 years. It shakes you up to find out, and the way that I describe Parkinson's is it's a degenerative neurological disease for which Western medicine has no cure.
Mm. And so When you first hear that, you're trying to wrap your mind around all of it. And we saw just what happened with Robin Williams and now some of the conversation about what was going on with him and some of the depression that came along with that and the theories of other things that happened in Robin Williams' life. And I saw something with Michael J. Fox that you may have seen this too, and I think a lot of people could appreciate this. Fox said that he really loved Robin Williams and had come across work with him a couple of times in Hollywood, and he wished he had known, because he said he would have reached out to him and told him that it gets better, but he didn't know. Nobody knew. Is that part of it, that if you get the diagnosis, it's important to know some of the things that come along with it?
Absolutely. There's a lot of non-motor symptoms with Parkinson's disease that people don't know about, that don't have Parkinson's, and people that are newly diagnosed don't know about either. People see people with tremors, and they associate that with Parkinson's. But non-motor symptoms such as depression, which was what Robin Williams had and obviously led to a suicide, with the what place Parkinson's played in that, we'll probably never know, but I'm sure it contributed in some way. One of the interesting things for people that are in very, very early stages of Parkinson's that they don't realize, one of the things that happens to a lot of people is they lose their sense of smell. Losing your sense of smell can be a early indicator of Parkinson's. Sleep disorders can be an early indicator of Parkinson's. In addition to the tremors, muscle rigidity, balance issues, which are more commonly the motor symptoms that people do know about.
Yeah. What are some of the other myths about Parkinson's that people think is part of it, but they don't realize?
Well, I think one of the big ones is that Parkinson's is an old person's disease. I think a lot of people think that it's somebody in their 60s or 70s gets Parkinson's. People under age 50 are considered young onset in their Parkinson's diagnosis. I was diagnosed at 49. 10% of the people with Parkinson's are diagnosed at age 40 or younger. I personally know three people who are diagnosed in their 20s. So age is one of the factors. The other myth is that if they look at Michael J. Fox, or they say those are Parkinson's symptoms, or they look at Muhammad Ali and they're saying, well, that's an advanced Parkinson's. Everybody's Parkinson's progresses differently. Everybody has a different set of symptoms. The other thing is Parkinson's itself, from a neurologist standpoint, is a disease that's symptomatic. It's not like you don't have a biological detectable trait that says, well, this is the organism that causes Parkinson's disease. It's symptomatic. And what they do is they give you, or the person that they believe has Parkinson's, the gold standard medication is levodopa. They give them the medicine, and if the medicine cures the symptoms or helps the symptoms, by definition, the neurologist says you have Parkinson's disease.
Wow. Yeah, I would have never known that if you hadn't said that. And, you know, the other part of this is, and I said how I had no idea you had Parkinson's, and we talk about Michael J. Fox, and he's doing television work, he's on a hit show, The Good Wife, and, you know, you can live with Parkinson's. As you said, symptoms are different for every person who has it, but you're living proof of that as well. Since you've mentioned you've been diagnosed with the disease in 2005, and you've been able to live a full life, right?
So much of it, Kate, has to do with your attitude and your decision to get up and make things happen. One of the things I say about Parkinson's disease in particular is it's a degenerative disease. Parkinson's is going to progress whether you do something about it or not. So it does take a tremendous amount of energy. It takes a determination to say, I'm too young to lie down and stop living. In my case, like I said, I was 49. I had two teenage children. My daughter was 14 years old. And you asked, you know, well, what did I think when I was diagnosed? I had two big fears, two big thoughts went through my mind immediately when the doctor told me I had Parkinson's disease. One was, would I be able to, remember, my daughter was 14 years old, mm-hmm. would I be able to dance with her at her wedding? The other was, would my grandchildren know me as more than the shaky old man?
Mm.
And the way I live my life now, I am still doing everything I was doing before. I've actually taken up a boxing circuit training program, which is tremendous. And one of the things, actually, as I go and travel around the country talking with people with Parkinson's, and I hear more and more and more, the one thing that people do to fight back the Parkinson's symptoms is exercise, movement, stay active, just get out and do things. Because the medicine can't cure the disease. Medicine only hides the symptoms as the disease progresses until the medicine can't do any more. So you've got to take care of it with lifestyle.
Yeah. And how about people who are taking care of people with Parkinson's or are partners? You mentioned you had your family, so you had to sit down and talk to your family about what was happening, and just meeting you and listening to you, I can imagine you have a family that was fully all in on this, and they know how to deal with it, right?
Well, they've learned how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of it comes from understanding that as the disease progresses, as people get more and more dependent on their family, their loved ones, people around them become their caregivers, that the caregivers themselves can get burned out. They need to understand that they need to be able to take time for themselves, not be afraid to say no when someone offers to help them, offers to give them a night off, I'll come home. I'll come over to your house and I'll stay with your spouse. Why don't you go out with the guys or go out with the girls and get dinner or a movie or something? You have to understand it's okay. A person that is in a caregiver position can't put the entire weight of the world on their shoulders. They've got to share.
Yeah, that's powerful. They have to share. Tell us about A Handbook for Life and what you're doing with your internet talk show. As you said, you're talking to people all over the place, and you do an internet talk show, and you talk about it. It's called Parkinson's Chat.
Yes, I do. It's a Parkinson's Chat with Richard London. It's on the second and fourth Mondays of every night of every month, and I bring in guests talking about living well with this disease and living well to support the person with Parkinson's, the caregivers. What I don't do is I don't let people get into their gripe sessions of complaining about, I can't do this anymore, I can't do that anymore. It's all about ways that people have found to live their lives to the fullest. One of the interesting things, Kate, you mentioned the book, A Handbook for Life. I wrote this book because basically I had the challenges I've had in my life. We talked about going through the cancer. We talked about the Parkinson's. Beyond that, before that, I had a life-changing automobile accident, 9 surgeries from that. But despite that, I was always positive and accomplished quite a bit in my life. And I actually stopped and I asked myself, why is it that people who've had a minuscule amount of challenges in their life compared to what I've gone through have given up or the "woe is me" kind of attitude, and I put those thought processes down into the book, Handbook for Life, and it's really short, easy read, very to the point. But the one interesting thing that I found after I wrote the book, I did a word search. I did not mention the word Parkinson's or cancer once in the entire first draft of the book, and that really took me back. And I said, well, why is that? And the reason is because I don't let my challenges or my diseases define who I am or my happiness.
Wow. Well said. Everybody could take a lesson from that. So to get a copy of A Handbook for Life, where do we go?
Well, the best way to do it, if anybody that's listening to your show, I'm going to make them an offer for a free ebook. They can just email me at rlondon, London like the city, London, rlondon at ahandbookforlife.com and mention the fact that you listen to the Kate Delaney Show. And I would be more than happy to send them an ebook for their use.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Richard, and continued success. We'll talk again in the future.
Love talking to you and love meeting you.
Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey Guy. so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Once again, here we are at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. It goes so fast, doesn't it? It's crazy, huh? So, looking at the odds and ends on the day, I can't help myself. You know, we have the obvious things. We're talking about Ebola and the fact that we can't say, yeah, that conversation's over with. Because kind of like these guys and these women are monitoring close to 300 people in New York City. They were that concerned about people that came back into New York City because you realize how crunched up the population is on that island, right? On the island of Manhattan and the other four boroughs. So if Ebola were to catch fire there, even though we keep hearing, oh, it's no big deal, and we see these publicity shots of people hugging the nurses and giving them kisses and all that kind of stuff. I mean, ask the people, ask those nurses what that was like. Ask Dr. Brantley, Kent Brantley, what it was like to feel like he was walking through hell. That comment has stuck with me from the moment he said it, because he was a giving kind of guy, wanted to help the people who were struggling with Ebola, help people, by the way, giving blood to anyone who had Ebola once they came back to the United States, and feels incredibly fortunate to have survived an incredibly arduous ordeal, to say the least, where you are perilously on the cliff between life and death. Can you imagine that? Close your eyes for a second and think about that. You are right there, brother, right on the edge. So we know that they don't want Ebola, the health people in New York City, to catch fire anywhere, in any borough, on any street, anywhere in that city, for fear of, you know, what could happen. Bodily fluids, right? That's why the following, tracking, all of that. And speaking of tracking, as we seg to a different part of the country, which fits into odds and ends, finally, here it is, time for this grand jury decision in Ferguson, Missouri. And could there be more hysteria over what might happen, the fear of what might happen? Conversations about more guns have been sold lately in and around Ferguson. The Missouri governor outlining a plan for the grand jury decision, not trusting that people won't go crazy in the streets of Ferguson. That's really what they're saying, because they're preparing for this announcement over whether or not the officer, Darren Wilson, who shot and killed Michael Brown, will have to answer for it in a courtroom. So the police are going to work to protect, they say, peaceful protesters after that decision is handed down. But anyone who crosses the line, says Jay Nixon, the gov, be warned. 1,000 cops have gotten special training. They've spent money to train cops afraid of what could happen over the announcement of whether or not this goes to trial. The National Guard is going to be on high alert. At a news conference to outline preparations, the governor talked about the violent protests that happened after Brown was killed in August and said, the ugliness is not how we are in Missouri and it can't be repeated. So they're spending money to prepare for what could possibly happen. And what's that going to be like when that announcement comes down? And the officers, by the way, that they're talking about, who have been trained, I mean, they really jumped on this. They've undergone 5,000 hours of training, and police leaders have also reached out to civil rights and protest groups to help in the cooperation of what could possibly take place. Yet about 50 activist groups last week that asked the St. Louis County prosecutor for 48 hours notice before a grand jury decision is announced, so that they're saying they want to know that so that they can prevent the violence. Wow. I mean, they're training. Organizers are training. So there's efforts all over the place. People who want to protest are training. They're doing practice marches. Cops are training for what could be a violent outburst. How crazy. It's like a play. It's insane. You just can't have a procedure where, boom, here's the grand jury, here's the announcement, end of story. No. And the governor, he doesn't want to see that. He doesn't want to get more phone calls about what is going on in Missouri. And they're very afraid of leaks, that something will leak out with this. And they say it's, you know, questionable that something could leak out. And then they're concerned they don't have enough time to get everything under control. So that's why spending serious money on, serious money on making sure that things don't go sideways again. To which I would say there is no 100%. I don't care. Remember, they rolled out tanks before. And then we started thinking, whoa, here we go, militarization. And people were freaking over that. And it was very strange to see because it had gotten so out of hand. It's nutty. I mean, just absolutely nutty. So, in the meantime, I want to make sure that I tip my cap to all of the veterans who are listening to the show, because really, I think it's a two-day swing. On Tuesday, it was a day of remembering for many visiting graveyards and being part of ceremonies. And I'll tell you what I love. I love the paying it forward that is starting to happen for veterans. I love the freebies. I love it. It should be that kind of a day. I mean, any kind of food you wanted, it seemed like it was available from chain restaurants or probably local restaurants. I couldn't believe some of the things that I was reading. And then there were surprises for veterans, select veterans across the United States where their hometown was doing something for them. And I mean, I think that's great. We are inspired by some of these veterans. How many in the years that I've done America Tonight have we had on this show? And it's not about me. It's about them and their service and their incredible stories. And then what they've done since they served, whether we're talking somebody who served in I'll just pluck something out, Vietnam. Remember, we had the founder of the Vietnam Wall on, and what they're doing there and how they're upping the ante in a sense by really telling the stories of the names on the wall. I mean, how cool is that? To the people that we've talked to who have lost limbs, who have had family struggles since they've come back from Iraq or Afghanistan, and with all the world challenges that we face, and with a voluntary military, we really can never thank the people who suit up, who put on the unis for whichever branch they serve, and send our sincere thank yous to these men and women who leave behind families who then have to come back and immerse themselves in everyday life after often being the front line of defense in some pretty hairy-carry situations where they're not sure if they're going to make it out of there or not, and where it's all the focus is on the team, on the group, on the platoon, and then trying to come back and immerse themselves in daily life back here at home. So we need to do what we can to help all of those people. And what a special day across America it was. I salute all of you.
Autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.